All right. Hello, my loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you. Actually, it's great to be with you on this Monday. Been a very interesting day for me. I gotta tell you something. I have gotten so many errands done prior to airtime. I feel as though no matter what happens on the program today, it has been a very, very successful day. Thank you very, very much. There are so many topics that I want to bring up here on the program today. You always say that, Tom. Yes, I know, and I usually succeed in so doing. Before we go anywhere, however, Tanner Saunders behind the glass, would you do me a favor? Would you please pull up the audio? And I should have asked you this before the show, but you know me. John Waite, W-A-I-T-E. John Waite, and the song is Missing You. All right, just get that ready to go. So, you know how sometimes we hear songs, and you hear songs on the radio, and you think, wow, what a great song, but geez, what a one-hit wonder. Well, that's what I thought about John Waite. And Mrs. Bowerly, I found out within the past month, Mrs. Bowerly is a huge fan of John Waite and the Babies. So I made some phone calls, and I bought, these were not comps, I bought the tickets to see John Waite on Saturday night at the Riviera. And by the way, also had the pleasure of running into a number of listeners at the Riviera, which was kind of cool. And I enjoyed talking with you. Walked out to the car with a couple of ladies who were big John Waite fans. But anyway, John Waite was with a band called The Babies way back in the day. And here's what happened. I'll try to lay this out as simply as I possibly can. We are big fans of a local cover band called Back to the Bars. And my boys in Back to the Bars, Dave LaMandola, Mark Chimes, Mike McGuire, and the incredible Jeff Cook, I didn't realize they were big fans of The Babies, the group with which John Waite used to play. And they started incorporating a Babies medley into their act. And Mrs. Bowerly, I did not realize, was a big fan of the band. So needless to say, and guys, I'm sure you can relate to this, you want to make your wife happy. You want her to think, wow, he really does listen to what I say. Well, I do, because not doing so can be lethal, fatal, and you'd see us on Cold Case Files or Robert Stack if he, you know, came back from the dead. So anyway, made some calls and was able to buy, buy tickets to see John Waite Saturday night at the Riviera, which, by the way, happens to be one of my favorite venues. I've been on stage at the Riviera. Not playing an instrument, but introducing the pathologist Cyril Wecht a little over a year ago. So we go to the Riviera, and it's Saturday night, and they had an opening act, Frank Veal, who was great. Being an opening act is so tough. I can equate it, at least in my career, with filling in on somebody else's radio show. And let me just tell you something. And Joe Beamer does this all the time because Joe is a lot more courageous than am I. I don't like filling in on other people's shows. It doesn't matter if it's New York City or Boston or St. Louis or San Francisco or wherever, because I always feel like an interloper, like I can't do my best work when I'm on somebody else's show, right? Okay. So anyway, the opening act was terrific. He does strum his guitar with authority. And what I mean to say is, wow, does he bang away at that acoustic guitar? But he was really, really good. And then John Waite comes on the stage. Now, for those of you for whom the name John Waite means absolutely nothing, the reason I asked Tanner to get the sound, you will remember this song. If you were alive in the 1980s, Tanner, why don't you go ahead and let it rip? Okay, come on. The good part's coming up here. Poor Tanner. I asked him to pull out music, wasn't even out when he was born.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath. And I'm still standing here, and you're miles away. And I'm wondering why you left.
So that's John Waite. Now, before John Waite was John Waite, he was a big shot with a group called The Babies and a few other bands. So, long story short, I'd read reviews of John Waite in concert. And basically, the reviews went something along these lines. The women love John Waite. The boyfriends and husbands sat there with blank expressions on their faces and looking at their watches, trying to decide how long the program was actually going to last, how long the concert was going to last. I have to tell you that John Waite, W-A-I-T-E, for a guy who basically did one song that I know, along with some songs that I was peripherally acquainted with from The Babies, he was absolutely mind-blowing. And all he had was a drummer, a guy who played with David Bowie, a guitar player, a bass player, and himself, John Waite, who is 71 years old. And I want to tell you, that man is so incredibly talented. You know, it's one thing when you go to a concert and you know all the songs. Like, if I go to a Steely Dan show, I'm going to know 98% of the songs. And I do hope Mr. Fagan improves health-wise and get a chance to see Steely Dan again. Of course, that might be a solo venture. Mrs. Bowerly, not a big Steely Dan fan, but I could convert her, conceivably. But John Waite at the Riviera on Saturday night, he won a new fan. Because I'm just sitting there, and all, have you ever been in this position? I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, you know what? I really don't know this guy's music, but darn, is he ever awesome. And he was absolutely terrific. Standing ovation at the end of the show, and it was enthusiastic. It was genuine. It was not contrived. And it really was a great time. And while it is true that I do know the people who are in charge of the Riviera Theater, and I can prove this and verify it, it's not like I call them and say, hey, can you comp me some tickets on the show and I can talk about you on the air? Because I don't swim in that poop. I never have and I never will. But John Waite was absolutely mind-blowing. And one of the songs he did toward the end of his gig was Whole Lotta Love, which would be a Led Zeppelin song. And it just, it's so awesome when you can expand your musical horizons. You know, those of you, for example, and it's not just music, it's all kinds of entertainment. You know, every week I'll hear from somebody who will say, you know, Tom, I never used to listen to talk radio, but once I discovered David Bellavia, I now listen to WBEN. Of course, when you're on, I turn you off. But David, I listen to 4 hours a day. Something along those lines. So John Waite just blew me away, and he gained a new fan. And here I am going into this thinking, how long is this going to be? I think I got to pee. No, I think I'll wait on that one. And just seeing the raw talent of this amazing individual who has performed with Vince Gill and a whole bunch of other names you would know. The only thing I remember from John Waite about his bio was a long time ago, some disc jockey saying, well, John Waite got in trouble as a youth for stealing cars. Now, that was the last thing that was on my mind on Saturday night, because he truly is and has been a terrific performer. I would go back and see him again. And if you were at the show, you know exactly of what I speak. Now, here's the problem. You might not know this, but I'm going to confide something in you, just between you and me, because we have this talk radio relationship going on. I happen to be a very good photographer of bands. Okay, this might sound immodest and it might sound like bragging, and maybe it is, but look, there are very few things that I do well in life. I couldn't build a back patio. I can't change the oil in my car, okay? Many of you can, and you're laughing at me. I don't even like to clean my own guns. I'll just have somebody else do it for me. But the performance by John Waite was absolutely mind-blowing. And the performance by his opening act, the last name is Viele, was so great. But I took some amazing pictures of John Waite because we're in the fifth row. And the problem is copyright restrictions for somebody in the position in which I am in. If I were to put, without written legal consent, a photograph of John Waite in concert on my Facebook page, Bowerly at WBEN, I'm opening myself up to a copyright infringement lawsuit, which I have no interest in being a part of. But I tell you, I took some great shots of John Waite, and I sent it to the boys that I mentioned earlier in the local band, Back to the Bar, and they were very impressed. They didn't even think I'd taken the picture with a cell phone. So that made me feel very, very good. So I hope you had as good a weekend as we did. And all I can say is, if you ever have the chance to see John Waite, W-A-I-T-E, in concert, absolutely, positively, go for it. Now, there is this whole world. I get very passionate about this, and I hope you'll forgive me. There is this whole world of music out there that maybe you've never heard of, maybe you have, but if you just open up your hearts. And at one point, John Waite quoted Mark Antony from Shakespeare. He said, "Lend me your ears, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears." He didn't quite go that far, but he just blew me away. And on the way back, talking with some listeners to the show, and by the way, the one lady was a little bit younger than I, and she said, "You know, my mom is a big fan of your show." And I started laughing, thinking, my God, is she 120? Not that this woman was particularly old, but we had a wonderful time as we walked out to the car. And all I could say over and over again was, what an amazingly talented man, as was his opening act, Frank Veal. And I tell you something, and again, please understand, I know the management at the Riviera, okay, in North Tonawanda. It was built in the same era as Shea's Buffalo, and I'm a big fan of the Riviera, okay? I have been to many programs there, many shows there, and as I've said, I had the chance to be on stage there introducing people like pathologist Cyril Wecht, and it really is an absolute gem. And one of the things that I was personally very happy to see is they're going to be opening up an outside patio for the weather when it is better, and they're also going to put some money into the restrooms. Now, guys at the Riviera Theater, Mr. Fillenworth, can I just say something really quickly? Would you please put a plaque over one of the urinals in my honor? I don't know how much money that would set me back, but to have a urinal named after me at the Riviera would be almost the peak of my career, okay? So somewhere there's a show topic in this. Shows you went to, you weren't really expecting to be blown away, but at the end of the night, you are thinking to yourself, wow, what? And all I said to them over and over, I kept repeating ad nauseum, ad infinitum, wow, what an amazingly talented man. And he's 71 years old, and his voice is still as incredible as it has always been. And those of you who sing for a living, and I'm talking to you, Mark Valentino, and I'm talking to you, Mike McGuire, I'm talking to you, Mike Schill, and I could name a lot of other people, and I apologize if I didn't name you right now, but you understand that the older you get, the more difficult it is to sing, Any questions about that? Listen to Paul McCartney sometime, all right? The years have not been kind to Mr. McCartney's voice, and that's okay because he is Sir Paul McCartney. But John Waite's pipes are still utterly amazing. Like my friend, Mike Love from the Beach Boys. His pipes are amazing. And Brian Wilson, who was the brains, the genius, the pain in the ass behind the Beach Boys, that man can't even sing anymore. You know why he can't sing anymore? 3 packs of cigarettes a day back in the 1960s. Yeah, and that comes directly from his cousin Mike Love. But John Waite is just an amazing performer. And somewhere there may be a topic in that. Shows you went to, you weren't expecting to be blown away, but at the end of the night, you just say to yourself, my goodness, that was amazing. And I will tell you that if you ever have a chance to see John Waite, whether it's at the Riviera or whether it's wherever, see John Waite, even if you don't know his music. And I was relatively unfamiliar with his music, other than Missing You. And as far as the Babies, I wasn't into the Babies when the Babies were big. But the fact that the local cover band Back to the Bars does a lot of, they do a medley of the Babies, really helped me to appreciate the concert on Saturday night at the Riviera. So it's just, all I can say is, to me, as you probably figured out by the passion in my voice, music is a very important thing. Music is something that I sure wish I was better at doing, but I'll tell you something, in the meantime, it was quite all right. It was definitely quite all right. Open yourself up to experiences you never thought you would appreciate or enjoy, because we only saw John Waite because I wanted to impress Mrs. Bowerly. I wanted her to know that I listened to her, that I understand what she likes, what she doesn't like. Why she's with me, I'll never understand. But it was enjoyable for everybody. And contrary to what the reviews online will say, if you read the reviews online, it wasn't a question where the women in the audience were going crazy over John Waite, who happens to be, by the way, a very attractive man at the age of 71. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I do want him to kiss me, without my consent. But all right, just having fun. Don't get all uptight. But it was just terrific. Men loved it. Women loved it. And it was just terrific. And the Riviera, again, I received no compensation for this whatsoever. They're not advertisers of the station. I don't do endorsements for them. And I pay for my tickets. And I can prove that I pay for my tickets. When you see a performer do that to you, where you weren't expecting greatness, but you saw greatness, it's a beautiful thing to expand your horizons. And those of you who are at the show, you know exactly of what I speak. And I do thank the men and women who said hello before the show, after the show. And I also just want to tell you, sometimes if you say hello and I don't respond, it's because I can't hear you. And like a number of people I know, if there's a lot of noise going on in the background and somebody says something to me, I don't always pick up on what is being said. So please understand, I'm not trying to be a jerk, because basically, what am I? I'm a 2-bit talk show host in Buffalo, New York. I'm not Tom Brady. So don't take it personally if I don't happen to hear you. I just don't hear you. But what a tremendous show, John Waite. I would go back and see John Waite again. That's how much I like John Waite. And I was hoping this year that the Riviera was going to be able to bring Christopher Cross back, because Christopher Cross did an amazing concert a little over a year ago at the Riviera. And I'll tell you something, you know, we get a lot of talk about Shays Buffalo, especially with Congressman Brian Higgins taking the helm of Shays Buffalo, but the Riviera in North Tonawanda is from exactly the same era, and it is a local gem, complete with the mighty Wurlitzer organ. And I've often wondered what it would be like to be paid for playing with my organ in front of a whole bunch of people, but I decided that that might not make good headlines for WBEN or myself, for that matter. So, anyway, great show, John Waite. If you ever get a chance to see him, check him out. I'm still in a state of shock over how good it was. Now, coming up on the program, we have a lot of things we're going to get into on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I do kindly thank you for joining us. You have 3.5 hours more. You are stuck with me should you choose to make that decision on News Radio 930 WBEN. Do not go anywhere. We're going to do some John Waite again with Missing You. Hey, this is what John Waite ended his show with at the Riviera in North Tonawanda, a Zeppelin song, which I got to tell you, it takes a lot of stones to do that. And actually, the opening act guy, I can't remember the song he did, but it was a cover song, and it was really good, and it's going to come to me the minute. The minute I leave the topic, it is going to come to me. I know the song very, very well, but I just can't seem to recall it right now, which may be the early signs of dementia, and you're hearing it live on the air. Anyway, it's 2:39 at News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, I don't think that I've done a show since Leilani Pelletier was with the Alzheimer's Association of Western New York on dementia and Alzheimer's, but there is a show, at least one show, to be done on that subject. Not today, but I will get to it, because it's something that so many of you are dealing with. I'm not dealing with it. Well, unless I look in the mirror, I guess, but I'm not dealing with it. But there are so many people who are in their 30s and 40s and 50s, and you are dealing with it on a daily basis. And there's a special place in heaven. Well, if there is a heaven, there's a special place there for you if you are taking care of somebody with a dementia-related situation. And, you know, one of the things that is fascinating, and I don't mean to get too much into Hollywood culture, because most of you don't really have a lot of good things to say about Hollywood, and I get that. I understand that. But Bruce Willis, never had a chance to meet Bruce Willis, but unfortunately, Bruce Willis is going through some very, very difficult cognitive times. He can't think like he used to think. He's done with the movie business. He can't do that anymore. But it is so touching, and it is so beautiful to see pictures of Bruce Willis with his wife and his ex-wife, Demi Moore, and his children, all helping him deal with his dementia. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And unfortunately, the way life works out, sometimes people make vows for better or for worse in sickness and in health. And the health part works out real well, but you get to the sickness part and people split and they can't deal with it, you know. I don't deal with emotions. I don't deal with sickness. Wait a minute. You kind of made a vow that you would. But, hey, some people a little bit different than you are constructed and constituted. And the same thing with me. But I think that, somewhere, boy, there's another great show topic, too. There's an awesome show topic in that, which basically goes along the lines of, when they said to you in sickness or in health, when the rubber hit the road, did they mean it? Or was it only about the health and not about the sickness? I might figure out a way to work that in today. I'm not 100% sure on that. By the way, I do want to remind you something very, very special to me, and I hope it's special to you. It's certainly special to us here at News Radio 930 WBEN. The SPCA Radiothon returns on Wednesday, December 13th. And this year, the SPCA serving Erie County is going to open its adoption floor early, 9:30 in the morning. Get it? 9:30 a.m. for anyone looking to adopt a friend on this special day. And you can enjoy half off adoption fees or take part in the SPCA serving Erie County's Vets and Pets program on this day only, December 13th. Visit our event page at WBEN.com for details and how to donate. And once again, I never ask you to give money to a cause to which I myself do not donate money. And I'm not comparing myself to Rush Limbaugh. Please understand. I mean, he's got his private jet. I fly United. So, but just understand that we all, I think every single one of us on the air, reaches into our own wallets and we donate to the SPCA Radiothon, which we've been doing here at WBEN. I'd have to ask Tim Wenger, but I think it's been probably 20 years, if not more, and we have raised millions of dollars for the SPCA serving Erie County. And Gina Latuca and I, Gina is obviously with the SPCA serving Erie County, still a very, very dear friend of mine. I love her husband, Joel. I love Gina. And I love the work she does with the SPCA serving Erie County. And I hope that you will make a special attempt to listen this year. And again, that will be Wednesday, December 13th of this year. And it's something that we enjoy doing very much. And we're going to get the total. I talked to Tim Wenger about this last week. But we're definitely going to get you the total before we sign off that day, just so you know. But looking forward to that. We've been doing it for such a long time. And it really, you guys and ladies have no idea how much that radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County means to this local organization. And this local organization spends your money as if it was their own. Because, well, once you give it to the SPCA serving Erie County, it legally is theirs. But it is always a pleasure and a joy working with the SPCA serving Erie County. And look, I don't want to diss anybody, okay? Don't worry, Gina. I'm not going to diss you. But I don't want to diss anybody. But there are certain national organizations which pay their executives obscene amounts of money. Absolutely obscene amounts of money if it's a charity, right? Well, the SPCA serving Erie County year in and year out receives very, very, I think the highest grade you can get for stewardship of your donations. And that's one of the reasons we here at Odyssey Buffalo and WBEN take the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA so very, very seriously. It is important to us. Many of us got our pets from the SPCA serving Erie County. Many of you are involved in the foster program. And I will tell you that many years ago, and I think this is actually one of the reasons she got into law school, my daughter was an innovator, along with Gina, in a program that socialized cats so that the cats would be up for adoption. If a cat is brought up in a wild environment without human interaction and probably, possibly without interaction from its mom, sometimes cats can be a little bit on the wild side. But my daughter was one of the people involved in a, like, at the time, it was a very innovative program to socialize these cats that were formerly, I guess you'd say, feral, but now they are people cats. And I know that not every man loves cats. A lot of women love cats. Men sometimes get a bad rap for liking cats. But I've always been very, very proud of the work my daughter did with the SPCA serving Erie County. It was unpaid. She did it voluntarily. And my son is also a big fan of cats and dogs. And all I can say is that the Cavachon, which is not a cat, it's a dog, the Cavachon remains one of my favorite breeds of dogs ever. The only problem with the Cavachon is makes a lousy watchdog. What's it going to do? It's going to lick an intruder to death in the middle of the night. But I just, Cavachons are just amazing animals. But then again, look, you've heard me talking about this before. Any cat I've ever brought into my life, or should I say, any cat that has intruded into my life, because they know a sucker when they see one, has proven to be just a tremendous addition to my life. And the only issue I have now is that my cats typically live either 14 years or 19 years. And just concerns me that I don't want to leave anything behind when I shed my mortal coil for somebody else to take care of. So that's one of the things that concerns me. Mrs. Bowerly, however, she's not with Feral Cat Focus, but she does a tremendous job in her neighborhood taking care of a colony of formerly feral cats. Yes, she had them fixed. First thing she did, so they could not reproduce, and she takes very good care of them. During the blizzard of 2022, the feral cats she took care of, they all survived and they all thrived despite the ridiculously cold temperatures and the ridiculous amount of snow that fell in December of 2022. And show me a lady who loves cats, and I'm going to fall in love with her. It's that simple. And I told you this story last Friday, and I do have her permission to tell it again. But before we were married, and before we've known each other for decades, and before we were married, she went to a hardware store because she was trying to match the paint of the cat houses. Don't go there, but the shelters for the cats with the color of her home. And she explained to the guy at the hardware store, well, I need to paint the shelters for my feral cats and not have it clash with the color of my home, because she's got a very big and very nice home, quite frankly. But the guy at the hardware store looked at her and said, "You're single, aren't you?" And I thought, that's one of the funniest damn things I've ever heard in my life. I hope you enjoy it as much as I. Now, again, the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County is Wednesday, December 13th of this year. I'm looking forward to it, and I will be working. Well, Tim Wenger, he's like the big man at the station. I can't even list all the responsibilities and titles Tim Wenger has. Seriously, it would be like trying to list all of the titles of the King or Queen of England, okay? But he is very, very involved in the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County, and we're all hoping that this year we're able to pull off the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County without any horrible news story intervening in our fundraising efforts, because, and I don't mean to go on and on about this, but it's very important that you know that we just, all of us here at the radio station, WBEN, we take a great deal of, pride isn't the right word. We take a great deal of satisfaction in doing the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County, knowing that the money stays here in Western New York, knowing that we are helping Western New Yorkers and Western New York veterans and Western New York animals, and that your money is wisely spent. And look at it this way. You know, I think, after all this time, the kind of person I am. Yes, a total and complete a-hole. Yeah, I don't blame you. But no, you know that even though I might be all of those things, you understand that when it comes to donating money, I don't just give money to anybody. I do my due diligence, and the SPCA serving Erie County is a great steward of your donation. So that'll be Wednesday, the 13th of December. And as I work things out with Gina, I'll let you know who's going to be on the show and when they're going to be on the show so you can take part in the program. And it's funny because everybody in Gina's family takes part in the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County. Fred and Joanne, her parents, her husband Joel, everybody is involved in some way, shape, or form in the Radiothon. And it's just, it's one of the things of which we're very, very, I'd say proud, but that's not really the right word. We're very satisfied to help you. And to help the SPCA serving Erie County. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Mrs. Bowerly is, she's under the weather at this point with throat issue and just, yeah, she's got the cold that's been going around. And I'm fine. Thank you very much for asking. But I'm kind of curious. And I don't know, look, I don't know how this topic is going to work. Maybe it's going to be awesome. Maybe it's going to be an instant classic radio show. Or maybe, geez, who knows? Maybe somebody will write a bad article about it. But in your household and in your life experiences, I need to know, and I think our audience needs to know, who is the bigger baby in your family when you are ill? I'm going to go out on a limb here and do this topic, but it is my personal belief based on observation of many years and of many couples that if a man is ill, okay, and I'm not ill, at least not physically, I'm not ill in the least. My wife is definitely under the weather today. I can't lie about that. But the nice thing about her is she loves Indian food. So I know exactly what I'm going to be doing for dinner. Thank you very much to Merrick and all sorts of wonderful Indian spices. But whom do you believe is the bigger baby when they get sick? Is it men or is it women? And I'm going to tell you, and I'm not saying this to be politically correct or anything like that, I happen to believe that women are stronger and tougher than men when it comes to being under the weather. Because I'm going to tell you, and I'm probably shouldn't admit this on the air, but I will because I'm confident enough in my manhood. Well, maybe not that part of my manhood, but I'm comfortable enough in my manhood to admit to you that when I am under the weather, I am probably the biggest baby in the world. And when I was a kid, I used to be very demanding on my mother. Mom, I need soup. Mom, I need a hot water bottle. Mom, I need another blanket. I was very, very demanding. Then I reached a point, probably maybe 30 years of age, where, and I don't know how many of you have also hit this point, where if I'm feeling under the weather, I basically just want to be left alone. I don't want you to see me. I don't want you to hear me. I just want to be on the couch and watch World War II documentaries all day long. That's what I want to do. So in your household and based on your life experiences, who would be the stronger and who would be the weaker gender when it comes to being under the weather? And make no mistake about it, there is some stuff going around right now that is terrible. I don't want to be too graphic about this, but there are some lower and upper GI things that are going around, which are just plain nasty. Okay, now that hasn't affected us at all. I want to make that very, very clear. But there are also respiratory things going on. And the respiratory things, it usually helps to breathe. I have found breathing to be very important in terms of the continuance of life. But we can have some fun with this one, okay? We can. And I'm going to take the opposite side that you might expect a male radio talk show host is going to take, okay? I think men are the bigger babies than women when it comes to being sick. Now, I will admit to you right here that when I'm under the weather, I become a crying little baby who wants to be left alone to wallow in tears. Have you found that, ladies and gentlemen, in your life to be the way you operate? I'm curious. 803. Don't call now. Wait till we get back from the news break, okay? Just, I don't like to keep you on hold any longer than I have to. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm going to pour myself some delicious lemon juice and gargle with it, and I will be back with you. And the funny thing is, I feel great. I feel absolutely terrific, which means tomorrow I probably won't. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've avoided the contagion. But I think men are bigger babies than women, to the point where if men were responsible for continuing the existence of the human race, we would have died out thousands of years ago. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks so much for being with us, and a lot more to come. And some of it's actually going to be good, I think.